Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Draft day is here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Game Chat Podcast. April 29th, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain Time, 12 Pacific. We are here. It is draft day. Boys, I don't know if I've been this excited for a draft in a long time. I'm so glad it's finally here.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, a month ago, Niners traded the 3. It has just been endless Twitter feed and rumors coming out day in, day out, and we're finally here. Thank goodness we're finally here.
Finally here.
This has been my most anticipated NFL draft that I've ever watched.
The second one. Oh, the second one, yeah, that's right. All right, so we got some prop bets we're going to go over today. I've been on FanDuel for most of these prop bets just because I feel like we should just use one, and yeah. Just listening to a podcast, and they mentioned FanDuel, so I was like, all right, we're using FanDuel. Man, there has been so many rumors in the past, 24 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, this is why the NFL draft's the best. This is why they're king, because it's not just, I mean, there's not any other sport that comes close to having a draft this big, but then just they've taken over this entire week. And this is all we have to talk about. And it's awesome. I love it. So yesterday, I'm just going to dive into all these rumors. Yesterday, Pats Panthers rumored to have a groundwork done for a trade for the number 8 pick. I think the way I interpreted that is that if the board falls the way the Patriots want, they are going to go up to 8 and grab a quarterback.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you
expect? Yeah, so if they – I was throwing it out. Say Justin Fields is their guy.
Yeah.
He drops to a number where to 8, then they Patriots pretty much know what the Panthers want for that pick. So yeah, that's kind of what I understood as well. So it's in place in case the Patriots want it.
Right. And so they're not going to make it now, because I still think there's a belief that the Niners could take Fields or the Panthers could take Fields.
Yeah.
Or sorry, not the Panthers, the Falcons.
Yes.
So they're not going to make that trade, but the way I have it interpreted is like, They have like the button ready. Like Bill Belichick, they have like the full details all ready. They have called the Panthers and they're like, if Fields gets 8, we are going to trade up with you. And there's also another camp. That's what I love about this also, is that there's just camp. Like people believe different things, and it's just like, it's like a choose your own adventure. That's what this draft is. And so there's some people that think the Panthers could take a quarterback, especially Fields if he's there. Like, why would they trade back with the Patriots? They kind of need a quarterback. They just traded Teddy Bridgewater yesterday. Do you think that's possible that they take a quarterback, the Panthers?
Who's the backup right now?
No one. They just traded Bridgewater. They have Darnold.
That's the problem, is the Darnold thing.
And they haven't extended Darnold.
Haven't
given him a fifth-year option.
Yeah. So, I mean, man, for Sam Darnold's sake, I hope they don't draft one. I really do. I want someone to give Sam a chance. But you're right. They have no backup right now. So, but for their team, I think that if Slater or Penix Sewell is there at 8, I think that it would be dumb of them not to solidify that left side of that offensive line and actually give Sam a chance.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I just thought it was interesting this seems to be where 8 seems to be where the quarterback, there's going to be a gap, 4, 5, 6, 7 seems to be kind of position players, 8, 9 is where we're going to get the quarterbacks to go.
Mm-hmm.
Man, okay, another rumor, big one today. Saints are rumored to be trying to trade up into the top 10. We had a big discussion about this in the living room today, in the kitchen, actually. Was it the kitchen?
Kitchen.
Talking about this in the kitchen earlier today. It's not for quarterback.
Unless one guy drops.
Is that one guy? Is the one guy Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know.
Is that really? They're like,
they just threw a little hint to there.
They're like, if they're like, Trevor Lawrence drops, we could be the team that trades up and grabs it. It's like, yeah, right. Yeah, Yeah, that's going to happen.
They're looking for the next Drew Brees. If Mac Jones drops, we want him.
You're right. I did see that. So there's one quarterback that they're looking for.
Who? What could they possibly need?
So the name that jumped out to me right away is J.C. Horn. Because he is the son of legendary Saints receiver Joe Horn.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but that kind of makes sense, no?
It makes a lot of sense.
It does, and I heard Daniel Jeremiah say that when it comes to the Patriots, he does not think that both corners will be available at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that would co-align with this report that the Saints are trying to get into the top 10 to get one of these corners.
I heard these corners have been trending way up the past week or so, that a lot of these teams think both Horn and Surtain, I think with also the fall of Farley being so medical,
mm-hmm.
they think Horn and Surtain are going to be starters day one, real contributors at corner. And that's really valuable. That's definitely worth the top 10 pick.
I've heard Surtain is being described as too perfect right now.
Really?
He's just polished. He's the typical corner you would want, but J.C. Horn has a higher ceiling because of the size and what things he brings to the table. So, yeah, I mean, I know if I had to put a bet in right now, I would not bet over one defensive player in the top 10, but this is really interesting to hear these people talk about these corners going around.
Daniel Jeremiah, that interview with Colin Cowherd today was very interesting. He said a couple things that I was wait, did he just say that? And that was one of them that he was like, I don't think the Cowboys are going to have a choice about which corner they want. And I was whoa, what?
Because you always thought there's no
way. They
were going
to be the first defense. Sure. So, I think it's not a bad idea for the Saints to trade up if they can get rid of some of their cap. I think that was what us three decided on, that they don't really have picks to give to get,
you looked up the cap, I don't know if you still have it up.
Sorry, I don't have it spot here.
Who's some guys that we could see them trading that would help them greatly with their cap situation right now? I'm trying to think of who.
Yeah, Lattimore, I think, was the name that you mentioned.
Yeah, if they did want to go corner, I mean, that's an easy replacement just right there. But we talked about the two tackles that are paying a lot of money. But, I don't know who could they involve in a trade that they'd be really willing to get rid of right now. I just don't know. It's interesting because things were not a team that I ever thought of going to be willing to give up capital. But, if they could get rid of some of these contracts, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's kind of what they need to be
But it's kind of the same situation that Atlanta's doing with Julio. They're just shopping him because they know that his contract is just not in their cards in the future. So,
do you think Julio's on a different team by the weekend?
By the weekend was tough, man. It's tough.
That could be something that we could see.
Well, what's the teams that could take on that cap hit right now? That's the problem. So
the only teams that could take on those cap hits would be Jaguars, maybe the Jets. I can't remember. The Jets aren't in a great spot, but they're a better spot than most teams as far as money goes.
I've seen a lot of people with Niners fans go get Julio and get rid of Jimmy, but I just don't think it's feasible. I really don't. With the 20-something mil cap hit from a wide receiver.
Yeah.
It's just not it.
Especially with a team that's usually run first.
No, exactly. And everybody's Kyle, go get your guy. That's not Kyle's game plan. It is not feasible right now, and I don't think we want that for the future.
No. So another one. Apparently, the Eagles are looking to get back into the top 10 to grab a corner. A corner.
Makes no sense.
So that's what I'm saying, is these corners are skyrocketing up draft boards of just teams. I think it's because Farley is falling that they're there's two corners in this draft that are elite. And
from 3-2 and everyone's panicking. They're wait, you might want a corner.
Yeah. So that's something to look out for. The Eagles going back into the top 10.
I think corner is a position. I know that if you watch football, you know how important corners are.
Right.
But, even with Greg Newsome, I feel like he's been going higher and higher in these mock drafts that I've been seeing too. And that might be a product of Farley having the back surgery going down. But corner is just such an important position, especially if you could get a great one out of rookie contract for 5 years. It's such a bonus to have on a team.
I think Farley's going to go in the 25 to 32 range, mm-hmm. where one of these teams that doesn't really need this first round pick is going to take him and just be you know what? If he pans out, awesome. If he doesn't, the guy that we're going to take instead of him probably is not going to pan out either. So
a lot of people had him at 2 or 1 on the cornerback tier.
Oh, 100%.
Cornerback 100%. So, yeah, he is definitely a boomer bust.
100%. What else do I have? Giants are apparently locked in on taking an Alabama receiver. Smith or Waldo, whoever falls to them, is going to the Giants. Makes zero sense. I've been mocking it. Every mock that I've done, I've had been taking it because it just that's what everyone's saying. Is like, that's who Devlin wants is a Alabama receiver. Makes no sense because they just signed Galladay. I saw that somebody said something interesting podcast. I think it was the Ringer Fantasy Football Show. It was like, why weren't they in more of the quarterback market? Like, they're just, like, giving Daniel Jones all these weapons. But who decided Daniel Jones was just their guy all of a sudden? Like,
yeah.
They're at 11, too. The Niners are up at 3, and they were, like, they were at 12. I don't know. It's just funny to me that all of a sudden it was like the Giants were like, no, we're all in on getting playmakers. We don't need, like, we got the quarterback thing figured out.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to do the same thing that Miami's doing. Pretty much, we're going to give you all the weapons you can. If you can't do it, then
right.
Maybe we need to move on. But,
right.
I mean, if it's Devonta Smith and Galladay, I mean, man, and Saquon coming back.
Evan Ingram,
too. Hopefully healthy Evan Ingram.
Shep, Slayton.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
You got weapons left and right. Get it done.
And you're in a – I mean, it's a very – their division is really competitive, but there's not, like, a dominant team there. Like, that's anyone's division pretty much. And if you don't – like, I feel like if they don't win the division or at least aren't – like, if they're not contesters for winning the division, like, you have to really consider, like, going somewhere else with Daniel Jones. Like, it's got to be Daniel Jones if you're going to do that.
They were in it last year, too, weren't they? Like, towards the end?
Yeah.
I think they were still involved in almost making the playoffs, too. So,
I feel like they were, like, a two-point conversion away from beating the Buccaneers or something, right?
Yeah, they would beat the Bucs, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Joe Judge obviously doing a great job with his team, and you're right. I mean, the one question mark right now is Daniel Jones. So.
Definitely. All right, call in if you guys want to talk about draft. It's 646-668-8672 is the number to call. One more time, it's 646-668-8672. All right. Last little rumor. Keep scrolling on Twitter. I've been like, are you doing it too? I'm like, I keep refreshing this to see what's going on. Someone PFT, Jags signed Tebow, trade him for Aaron Rodgers, Kyle Pitts first overall, like a picture of draft day. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, what's all that Tebow stuff swirling around? Like,
So apparently,
how legit is that? I just saw a tweet and they said, he never made the switch to tight end, but now he's. I was like, wait, what?
No, it's legit. It happened. He worked out. I mean, he was quarterback at Florida, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Urban Meyer was the coach, so they have a connection there.
I don't know.
And he was like, people were trying to tell him to become a tight end because they felt like he could have a longer career, which he's finally listening. And he's been playing minor league baseball for the last, what, 3 or 4 years, would you say?
At least,
like, the dude's
all
over the
place. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2012.
No, and he's 33 years old.
Yeah.
So he's going to come be a tight end, I guess. I don't know, but he worked out for them. Did they sign him? Did you see that, like, for sure? I don't know if they signed him or not.
No, I haven't seen any signings. I just saw that his name was becoming, like, relevant.
Yeah. No,
like, I saw three tweets in a row about Tim Tebow, and I was like...
Someone goes, unnamed Jags media member goes, quote, only this franchise would do something to overshadow having the, in all caps, top overall pick. Like, it's just, it's so, like, not at all what we're talking, like, no one is talking about Trevor Lawrence today. It's all about Tim Tebow. Man.
And he's a generational talent that they're going to get today in the first day. Yeah, and nobody's talking, now we're talking about Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Okay, the other little rumor that was in the news was Jimmy Garoppolo is now linked to the Patriots. What was that tweet that you sent? Because I need to find that again.
The first one was probably like last night around 7 our time. Patriots were working on the groundwork of restructuring Jimmy G's contract so they could trade for him. That was been shot down, and some people have supported it. It's been shot down a lot too. There's just so much stuff flying around, you know, and I truly do believe if Jimmy's going to go anywhere, probably is the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be just the result of how the draft goes tonight. I think that if the Patriots guy does not fall, like you said about the groundwork with the Panthers, their guy doesn't fall, then I bet you they probably do trade for Jimmy at some point, you know, in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But if they get their guy, I mean, obviously they're not looking at Jimmy anymore. So.
And then apparently today, yesterday, the 49ers offered the number 3 overall pick and Jimmy G for Aaron Rodgers. And multiple teams apparently have called about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And There is, quote, zero chance they're trading Aaron Rodgers. Don't blame them. Also, it's just like, that was a little weird. That's the classic, like, Madden trade, just throwing, like, every single best asset you have to try to get someone that's really good. What the Niners are doing, they're like, you can have Jimmy G and the third overall pick. It's like, oh, yeah, so we want to give you the best, the MVP in exchange for a mediocre quarterback, the third overall pick. And, by the way, we have a quarterback that we drafted in the first round last year that has that play. That has play.
Sitting here.
So I was like, oh, no shit. They declined the trade.
Reports
like,
low interest.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's like, yeah, oh, shocker.
I don't know. This is a result of all the drama coming out of Green Bay about Aaron Rodgers going to go be the Jeopardy host and be done with football and all the drama between the owner and Aaron Rodgers. Like,
right.
It's all just, I mean, it's like high school drama over there in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, obviously teams are going to call him and seeing all that stuff, but yeah, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going anywhere until that contract's up.
I agree.
They also said that they checked in on Deshaun Watson, which who knows what that situation is. Haven't heard that about
that's
that in a
so
while.
Weird that that just did like, that was one of the top stories going, that was the top story going into the offseason. And now it's like, can't talk about it. And it's been that way for a month. You can't mention that guy's name.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I'm saying. It's just crazy. I mean, could you imagine a trade for Deshaun Watson right now? Like, man.
And it's just so funny that they should have the third overall pick.
Okay.
And now it's,
that would be funny if all of would all like that. Yeah.
It's just crazy. All right. We're on FanDuel for these props. FanDuel, if you need a sponsor, I know you guys sponsored Bill Simmons' podcast that gets 50 million downloads, but we get 50. So,
yep. We'll take one millionth of whatever.
Diverse your portfolio.
Exactly. Trevor Lawrence for the number one overall pick is minus 50,000. So just so people who don't know how odds work, you have to bet $50,000 to win 100 for Trevor Lawrence.
Worth it.
So
I put $5 million down just to win 100 or whatever it is.
That's what some people are like. If it's that much of a favorite, like, why not just
put your house on it?
Why not put everything on it?
No. Problem is, if it's not,
then it's real awkward.
Everything.
Then it's real awkward. But I mean, man, it would be the biggest shock if it isn't.
What about the number two overall pick? How much of a shock would that be if it wasn't Zach Wilson?
Dude, this one's weighing on me. It really is. I don't know.
Was it you? It was you or Jack this morning. We were in the kitchen talking.
I think
about
I said it. Yeah.
And I was just like, kind of during the end of the college season, it was like everyone was thinking Trevor Lawrence and then Justin Fields, and then like between the end of the season and then like pro days, somehow Zach Wilson became this like number second favorite, you know, number two favorite, and then there was like pro days and stuff, and then like now he's like an undisputed second pick. Like, oh, Justin and Zach Wilson, and then like, I don't know. It just seems really weird. Like, yeah, it'll probably go to the Jets, but what if it was all just...
No, that's what I was talking to my dad about this morning. And it's like, yeah, we haven't heard anything about it recently. I mean, we haven't... It's been a foregone conclusion that he's going to, but we haven't heard anything about it. And, like, what if we're all just in there, too? Like, okay, let's get past this pick, and then, like, Jets take Justin Fields. And
oh,
we're all just like,
yeah, like, that's the best way to go under the radar, is to make everyone think, like, oh, we're for sure going with this guy. Like, all right, well, that goes to the Jets.
And then it's like, okay... Think about the Niners. What if they've been thinking it's been Wilson the whole time, and now they get there and they're like, we didn't like you. I think we had this conversation right after the trade happened of like you have to scout Wilson and Trevor Lawrence. But what if they didn't? I mean, because I wouldn't blame them if they didn't. I wouldn't blame them if they focused more of their time on Lance and Jones. And like as draft day comes, they're like, all right, they walked in. They're like, we're taking Trey Lance. It's locked. Like, we're taking Lance. All right, guys, good job. High fives all around. And then Fields goes two.
I think they go Lance, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So then Wilson starts. That's why it'd be crazy.
No, it
because everyone had Wilson going two for so long doesn't mean that he just automatically, the Niners go, oh, yep, he was our number two on the board. Like, I don't know. That's just, did Schefter drop something? Reigning MVP. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization that he's not want to return to the team. Oh, my gosh. We have a Shefty bomb.
More on NFL Live now.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, there's so much drama there. It's like high school. It really is. It really is.
No
wonder why
teams
are calling in.
Theo's in the chat said, don't trust Ohio State quarterbacks. They have a bad track record recently. That is another weird thing that I... Hand up, I've been really. Are you just turning it? Yeah. I have been guilty of this, of saying that Alabama quarterbacks have a bad record, but Ohio, and I'm like, I'm really high on Fields, but Ohio State quarterbacks have a really bad track record too. So I kind of, that's something that I think I'm not good about.
No, 100%.
I've been a little bit like, oh, yeah.
I don't like this perception of like, yeah, Ohio State quarterbacks suck. Like, I mean, if you're going to put Dwayne Haskins and Justin Fields side by side, I think there's a difference already between the two. I think Justin Fields is a much better player. And you're totally right. Like, everybody's like, Ohio State quarterbacks suck. Well, yeah, what about Alabama quarterbacks that
right.
been so much better that you're like, well, they can go the other side, you know? Like, yeah, I don't know. Hearing the media guys, like, they're usually pretty straightforward about it. Like, you cannot judge the guy by where he went. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's there, but I think it's hard to – I don't know. I also don't think that the criticism of Justin Fields is most of it has come because he's from Ohio State, which some of it probably has, but not most of it. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough judging where a guy came from, especially when those guys maybe came from a different coach and stuff like that. But
I think it's crazy that like system quarterbacks exist. Honestly, not horrible. It's not fair for me to say Alabama quarterbacks are in that system, but then Ohio State quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Justin Fields and Mac Jones are going to be very interesting to see what they do to try to prove against that. You can turn it up. Who cares?
And the Los Angeles Rams called in January before they traded for Matthew Stafford to see if they would
trade. Imagine if the Rams
called in there.
Rodgers of the Rams.
Basically, general manager Brian Gutekunst issued this statement, as we stated since the season ended.
Top people in the organization have tried to convince him to stay. It's a standoff.
Aaron has been a vital part of our success, and we look forward to competing for another championship with him leading our team. But the fact of the matter is, there are other members of the organization that don't know if and when Aaron Rodgers will show back up in Green Bay. He's going through a lot
of... Oh, my gosh.
Imagine if
he just... Oh, what a day, dude.
What if he retires, huh?
Then we'll really get to see... we will really get to see if they believe in
Jordan Love. Yeah. This draft pick looks brilliant now.
Oh, God, dude. This is insane.
Look at you.
There's no way he just retires, right?
What if he goes? Look at Dan! I hate Dan a lot, but look at Dan. Everybody's just bewildered right now.
The best part about this is that no one had this in mind. Like,
no.
Everyone and all the analysts, all the TV stations are focused on the draft. And now this bomb just goes off and everyone's like, what?
This might add to the draft and has nothing to do with it.
No, exactly. Oh my gosh.
One of Aaron Rodgers is just being jealous of all the attention that everyone else
gets him. Well, I mean, last offseason reports were when they drafted Jordan Love that he was pissed off because he had no idea. And it's like, he's a franchise quarterback, and here you go, and instead of the first round, you don't pick a second wide receiver for him. You take a quarterback that you plan on getting rid of Aaron. I don't know. Like,
which is funny, because isn't that how they got Aaron Rodgers and said bye to Brett Favre?
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, he's like, I've seen this story before. Like,
yeah.
I've read this book.
Their GM is like, he's not going anywhere, he's not going anywhere, he's not going anywhere.
He's trying to convince himself.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, at what point do you give up on that?
Yeah.
I would not want to be in his shoes, man. All right. Jeez.
Man, now I want to know what they turned down.
What did the Rams get off of them?
That's true. Well, yeah, man.
Patrick Mahomes. Well, I see draft weekend's going to be pretty interesting. Oh, my gosh.
Patty's sitting over there with a 50 million smile.
I know.
He's sitting on a pile.
New baby girl. Lucky dude. What do you got?
No, Theo's got a point. Ohio State quarterbacks have not been.
What college did Aaron Rodgers go to?
Cal,
okay, that's kind of what I thought. Why is it that, like, I think it's when people talk about Alabama quarterback, like, stuff like that, it's like, are, like, the best quarterbacks in the league right now, none of them came from, like, this huge school.
You want to know where they've been?
Like, top five. Brady went to, like, Michigan, right?
But That was so long ago, you can throw that one out.
Yeah.
Rodgers, Cal. Mahomes, Texas Tech. Josh Allen, Wyoming. Russell Wilson, NC State and Wisconsin. Lamar, Louisville. Dak, Mississippi State. Like, it's crazy that, like, none Ohio State, Alabama. Deshaun Watson, Clemson.
I knew Deshaun was Clemson, but this is crazy.
Apparently, Packers have offered to extend Aaron Rodgers, but he hasn't.
Oh, at least he'll take it. I think he wants out.
That's crazy.
I think it was Brandon when I was talking about this, but one thing I think is interesting about, I know Mac Jones and Justin Fields are very different players, but no one ever talks about, I can't remember his first name, Chris, something Olave, the
right
receiver. No one ever talks about him, but he's in the draft.
He's in next year's draft.
Oh, he's in next year's draft? Oh, okay. I thought he was in this draft.
No.
Okay, well then that, never mind then, that was sort of my point. But, Mac Jones has two receivers that might go top 10, and then I don't know why I really thought Olave was in this draft.
This is wild.
But to your point, he doesn't have any top talent
and everyone's like, he might drop. It's like, why?
Okay, back to what Brandon was saying this right before we got on. The props for number 3 overall pick, the betting favorite for the number 3 overall pick is now Trey Lance. Trey Lance is -200, Mac Jones +160. So those two are neck and neck, but Trey Lance is now the favorite to go number 3 overall.
All three have been favorite at some point.
That's crazy. If I had to bet, I would bet Justin Fields +850.
If you're putting money down, it's Justin. 100%.
$100 to win 850?
Yeah.
For Justin Fields?
That's just 100% for your bet. That's your bet.
What do you – lock it in right – if you – I'm going to ask you this in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, not who you want, but who is the pick? Who's going to be the pick? Wait. Let's get this I'm going to get this for the Instagram. Post on the story.
Before I say the pick, it's tough because Jimmy is still on the team, and I think that if Jimmy's off the team or on the team, it completely sways the pick. But if I –
Okay, hold on. Lock it in right now. Who are the 49ers picking?
49ers are taking Trey Lance, the 3rd overall pick, right now.
Okay.
You're asking 4 hours. It might change. But right now it's Trey Lance.
Why?
I think that – I really do believe that Mac Jones probably was the leader. Made this trade. Mac Jones just fits everything that Kyle's ever used before, ever wanted before. And I don't think people fully understood how Trey Lance, what Trey Lance did at North Dakota State. He called offensive line protections. He ran an NFL style of offense under center. And the reports have been that they've been just blown away by his smartness in terms of the offense and how to read defense and stuff. And I guess he's just blown people away. And I think that's one of the things that intrigued the Niners about Mac Jones was his ability to read the defense because he actually is really good at it. And just to add that physical upside that Trey Lance can bring, if the mental is there, I think that it's just a no-brainer at that point.
Yeah. I wonder – I really think what happened for the 49ers is that they went in thinking Mac Jones is the superior game manager, I guess, or like mind in the draft besides maybe Lawrence and Wilson. And then they just got blown away with Trey Lance of how – because that's what I've heard is that Trey Lance is just a genius at quarterback. And I think they were like, wait, this guy's really, really smart. And so I really think that's what happened is that they were blown away by how smart he was. And that's what made the decision so much tougher because he's more physically gifted.
If he is that smart, I mean, he's 6'4".
Exactly.
22-30. Probably runs the 4.4-4.5. Like – He's just a freaking stud. Like,
no, you'd have to take him, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Blows me away.
Who would you put money on? Who do you think it's going to be? Who do you think? Not if you had to put money. Ignore the odds. Who are you picking?
You know, for a while, I thought they were – I still kind of think, like, they're still sticking with Fields. Like, despite all of the pandemonium, they're like, okay, it was always Fields. But the more that I hear, like, the more you hear Brandon talk about it, the more I see on, like, TV and stuff, like, it is looking a lot like Trey Lance, and I don't know, like, that's, like, now, I've sort of thought about it less because I was like, oh, I'll find out in a few hours. But no, like, through, like, yesterday and even part of today, I still thought they were – I still kind of think they're probably just going to take Justin Fields, but now I don't know.
The hard part about Trey is if they do trade Jimmy, I mean, man, like, it's going to go against every report for them to start in week one, you know, because they haven't played all year,
yeah.
You know, he's only got 17 games. But Mac Jones only has 17 games under his belt. So
yeah. And he's
if he is, yeah, and if Trey Lance is that mental guy that they see that he's on the same mental capacity in terms of reading defensive stuff as Mac Jones, then he should be able to start week one because Mac Jones is the most pro ready guy in quarterback in the draft. So it really does just a lot of these reports just contradict each other, and it's just
Cole saying that he thinks it's gonna be Fields,
uh-huh.
And I told him I was like, dude, like go. Bet that if you really think it's Fields, I was like, you can get good odds.
Very good odds.
Mercer, the one that Mercer uses is my bookie. It's like that offshore one. Plus, it's plus 250 for Fields on my bookie.
Really?
That's yeah, why those offshore. Yeah. No, but those offshore ones are horrible because they know like plus 250 for Fields is absolutely garbage.
Yeah.
Absolutely garbage odds.
Because what's the FanDuel you're looking at?
It's plus 850. Like
850.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, that's why you don't use those. Offshore betting sites, boys, because that is garbage odds. Like,
but
garbage.
I can't use any other ones in Washington.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
That's why, like, those offshore sites. Matthew, what's up, man? How's it going?
I'm pretty good.
Honestly, you can kind of leave it halfway open. It's not horrible.
Actually, I have good luck with this
video. For sure.
Cool.
I mean, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, obviously.
Yeah.
Also,
you've heard about it, right? Have you heard about it?
Is it done?
No, he said he's done with the Packers.
Really?
Yes. Like, he said, I'm frustrated. I'm done with this. Adam
Schefter. Did you see the Schefter tweet?
I was the only one in the group chat. I kind of half read it.
No,
I know that.
This happened
like
you see this one?
10 minutes ago, probably.
Wow.
7 minutes ago. Yeah.
Take
this. Love. We were talking about, like, what the Packers turned down because Schefter reported that the Rams tried trading for him in January.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And obviously the Niners tried it last night. So
I wonder if, because those could have been like really good trades, and then what if like right now, oh my gosh, I saw a tweet that says his future's in jeopardy. but what if like there were the Niners were like, oh, Jimmy G and our like third pick. I don't know if there was something else with that too. And then they're like, oh no. But like, what if right now they're like, wait a second. Like, or what if they have some new information that we don't know, and they're like, we really want those offers back because we'll take them, and so now they're trying to get people to make offers again.
It still doesn't make sense to draft a QB at 3 and then have Jordan Love and then have Jimmy. It just doesn't make any sense. So I don't know why they would take that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Maybe they take the third pick and then trade back. I have no idea. But it just doesn't make any sense to do that trade.
I know you guys are big non-Aaron Rodgers people, but good for him. I mean, if I'm him, I'm pissed. And I'm tired of, like, all these years, they don't draft a wide receiver in the first round. They don't do that. Like,
they didn't tell him they were drafting a quarterback.
So. Right. Yeah,
no,
I get it, too.
The Hawk blogger, you know him on Twitter,
yeah.
Brian? I don't even know how to say his last name. That's why I don't. But he goes, unpopular opinion, Rodgers arguably the best quarterback in football last year. You had the home field advantage. You still didn't even make it to a Super Bowl. You're not going to get – not sure you're going to get better than you were last year trading him now and getting QB on a rookie deal. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. not, it is not the most, it is not the craziest thing in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
No.
Like, it's not, I don't know. It's just, it is crazy today that we've had two huge non-NFL draft news from Schefter and, like, we're still 4 hours away from the draft.
Full
like,
Schefty bomb. And then a generational talent, Trevor Lawrence, will be going number one tonight.
Yeah.
Big news.
Theo said, yes, sir, Matthew. I think he agrees with you. And yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I have a question for you guys. Cause I don't know how I'd answer it. I mean, except I don't know these players well enough. But right now, like, if you're a GM or a coach right now, would you rather have Taysom Hill or Tim Tebow?
Taysom Hill.
Yes.
Taysom Hill. The one that's playing football.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I figured. But I saw a tweet or something, and they're like, dot, like, Taysom Hill. I was like,
that's
like,
what Tim Tebow is. Wait, hold on. What if Tim Tebow's on a minimum contract? And you have to pay Taysom Hill.
Taysom's making 10 to 20 a year or something like
wasn't
that.
Wasn't it Jacksonville?
Oof. Well, see, he's marking himself as a Taysom Hill weapon is what he's saying. I can do a bunch of different stuff with him.
Yeah. No, that's definitely what should have done. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, if you're a team, you're building a team, you take Taysom Hill and his $60 million a year salary, or you take Tim Tebow in a one-year deal. I think you take Tebow no matter what.
Yeah.
That becomes a whole different conversation when you talk salary.
That's true.
That is very funny that I wouldn't even ever have thought that I would have the conversation.
Also, with all the Saints talk, and we're certain they're not going to take a QB because they have Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston, but like they're not super committed to either of those guys. Jameis is only on another 1 year deal, right?
But
they can cut Taysom whenever.
But that's what's so weird about them. The rumor, did you hear this? That they're going to trade. They're trying to trade into the top 10, the Saints,
right.
But not to take quarterback. So it's like,
who? Yeah.
Which we can talk about it. Like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, the cornerback talk, like, a lot of corners are kind of like
right.
But still, yeah, like, they come in like, oh, no, we're not going to take your quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they're like,
right.
That's a good point.
Okay. Number 4 overall pick, prop bet. Kyle Pitts is the favorite at -210. Lance +340. Fields +430. Who do you guys like for the number 4 pick? Do you think it's going to be Pitts?
I think it's Pitts, but if it's Pitts, I mean, how is it not Fields? Hometown guy.
Yeah, but here's the interesting. Pitts' draft position, over under 4.5.
Under.
You think he's 4?
I think he's under, yeah. I think he's 4.
The only problem is if some team, if the Falcons don't pick him, it's not going to be Pitts, because some team will trade up and take a quarterback.
Yeah. That's the only thing I'm thinking is that I think it's very likely someone trades in there. If they trade in there, they're not going to take Pitts.
Yeah, I'd probably go over.
You go over?
Yeah, barely. I don't know. I agree with you. I just think that the odds are that they
trade out.
They trade out or they take a quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true. You guess you have
there's only one team. You're banking on one team taking them.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Justin Fields draft position, over under 7.5.
I hope under.
That is the tough. That is such a tough one because it's like he's.
Who do you believe? Like, yeah.
I take over.
You take over.
Yeah.
The problem is, it's 8 is the one where I think he's. If I had to pick one spot in the draft that I think he's most likely to go with 8, because I think that's a chance the Panthers take him, and that's also where I think a team trades up and grabs him. If there's a trade up to grab him,
the Lions are 7. And they could trade out, too.
Yeah, and then there's also the possibility of him going 3 and 4. Like, I still think that's 100%. Just because no one's talking about it. This is a PSA to everyone. Just because no one's talking about it does not mean it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
we've seen no one had, right now, if you talk, and this is so much less than the quarterback, but no one had CeeDee Lamb going to the Cowboys last year.
Yeah.
No one. No one had Henry Ruggs going to the Raiders last year. Literally no one. I mean, no one had Andrew Thomas going 4 to the Giants last year.
What a pick.
Like, all these things, no one had mocked at all. So that's why it's like, you can't just say this is not going to happen. So that's why, I don't know, I think if I'm 7.5, I think I take the, I think I take the under, but it's really, really close.
Yeah.
That's
a tough bet.
If I had to bet money on it, though, I would probably take the over just because I feel safer with my money doing that, but I want it to be the under, and that's what I would do if I'm a GM.
He deserves to go under.
Exactly.
It really is sad.
So I think if I'm like, if I had to put, if someone's like, you have to put $100 of your own money, I'd be like, I'd probably have to take the only lock is Lawrence. Yes. Yeah. That is 100% true. Mm-hmm. Anyone who tells you that Zach Wilson is a lock is wrong. Cause that is not a lock.
Or anything.
That's not a lock at all.
In a while.
Very likely.
I mean,
exactly.
Up until January, Fields was 2. I mean, 2-2-2. And there's at one point where Sheffy tweeted that picture of him in a Jag uniform.
Yeah.
After they beat London. And then now he's not even top 5. Like, that's so. It's just sad, man. He deserves to be at least top 3. Deserves it.
He's done nothing to.
No. Not done anything.
PFC goes, could see Aaron Rodgers sign 17 one-week contracts this year for whoever's playing the Packers.
That's awesome.
No, you guys are 100. I mean, he has done nothing to make him fall in this draft. And if anything, it's these other quarterbacks have done stuff to make them fall, and they're not falling. Fields is the one that's falling. Mac Jones, I didn't know he had a DUI. Tim DUI, and he rises.
Yeah.
When has that ever happened in the history of anything? You have a DUI, and you're, oh, no, that means he's a good character. He has good character. He has DUI.
Yeah. And then everyone talks about him being NFL ready, and he only has 17 games. And there's also, I think it was after one of his pro days or something, he's like, yeah, he's like, I know there's, like, a lot of things. He's like, you know, I was in Alabama. I just have to do a lot of things. He's like, so I'm working on a lot of those. Like, I want to get better at everything. So he's admitting that there's a lot of things he needs to work on, and he's actively getting better. But that makes him the most NFL-ready quarterback, is that he has a lot of things to work on, and he's actively trying to work on them. That makes him NFL-ready.
You see what Rapoport just said?
Yeah, well, I was listening to what Schefter was saying, too. So, reportedly, Aaron Rodgers let the Packers know at the beginning of the offseason that he was unhappy and that he didn't want to return to the team. And so the Packers' response to that was, okay, we're going to try to get him to a long-term contract. Part of those talks have been way south, not good at all, and no deal is done. And now that's why he is not happy, is because the Packers are not in the same ballpark as him, pretty much.
Yeah.
So a whole lot of drama.
Yeah.
But Chef, you just said the Packers have known for a while, but it just hasn't been reported. That's crazy.
Interesting. Okay. A couple more player bets, or prop bets. Ja'Marr Chase, over, under 5.5.
Under. I think he's 5. I know I had Penei Sewell at my 5, but the more I've listened to people talking about it, I think he's a lock at 5.
Something interesting that Daniel Jeremiah said on that interview, we said something earlier about this. He was saying that there's a lot of medical issues at the back end of the first round. It's a lot, like, what I've been hearing about this draft is that there's an elite group of, like, 15 players.
Yeah.
It's like a consensus elite group. And the back end, which is the back end of the first round to, like, the second round, is unclear. And apparently, because there was no combine this year and stuff, and those players are a little more shuffled, that the medicals on these players are more unclear.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, it's with a lot of D-linemen. If you guys have looked at mock drafts this offseason, these D-linemen have been going back in the first round. Well, because of their medicals, they're sliding out of the first round, and a lot of guys are sliding in or projected to slide in are the tackles that were supposed to go at the beginning of the second round. And that was kind of what the Bengals were banking on, is a lot of tackles being there in the second round so that they could take Chase in the first round.
Yeah.
And with all these developments happening lately, Daniel Jeremiah was kind of saying he thinks that the Bengals might be scared that those tackles that they thought were going to be there in the second round are going to be taken in the first round.
That's a good point, but I also feel like a lot of teams are still just so desperate for, like, D-line help that they might just go with those guys.
True, but I think O-line is probably in the same cap. I think both defense and offensive line are positions that teams are in the back of the first round. Like, the good teams are being like, we can have multiple O and D-linemen, so that's – I don't know. He didn't say that explicitly, but those are, like, he was saying, oh, the D-linemen have been the ones that are kind of around the first round. So he was kind of insinuating that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, like, oh, it's going to be Sewell now,
right.
But he's kind of saying, like, watch out for that, because that's kind of what they've been weighing their options is, like, do we take the wide receiver first or do we take the tackle first? Because whichever one we don't take, we're going to take in the second round. So I don't know. I think I'd still go Chase.
Okay.
But what he said earlier today made me be like, man, is it gonna be Sewell? Because I've been all in on Chase all offseason. Now I'm getting a little bit cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think that we've talked about their tax situation and the moves that they have made. I could definitely see them going Chase and then going, like, interior offensive line in the second round. Because there's a lot of guys that went to smaller schools that are in that second round for interior offensive linemen.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I heard a guy. I don't know if you heard this too, Dan. We were watching Colin earlier, but he was like, the guy was like, well, you know, Chase can juke 4 or 5 guys out, and Penei Sewell can only block one guy. So when you look at valuable and what they can need, I was like, well, I don't know if that's really how it goes. But it's just interesting. Yeah, I mean that's Joe Burrow's boy. But, I mean, at some point, if Joe Burrow does get hurt, they look like Dumbos for not taking a tackle. So,
agreed.
Yeah, that's a tough choice, too. And there's so many tough choices at the top of this draft. It's just unreal.
Well, I think I No, go ahead.
Mine's a little unrelated. I mean, when you mention those injuries, that kind of brings me back to yesterday's press conference with John Snyder and Pete Carroll. They were talking about how they felt that this year, with everything going on, that this was the year to trade Penn because there was a little uncertainty.
Yeah.
It makes sense why they went out and got so many D linemen.
Yeah.
That's really the shaky position.
And it's I think both of our teams, the Seahawks and the Niners, are in good spots because this draft, it seems like you either don't want to have that pick at the back, like you don't want to have that pick in the back of the first round, and you guys are at the top getting quarterback, and we're not in the first. Like, it seems like our teams were the ones that kind of got them in the
draft.
And there seems like the Dolphins, where it looks great, you have these picks where you have them, but that doesn't necessarily mean they'll turn out.
Right.
And I don't know. That's everyone is saying how great a few the Dolphins have with all these picks and stuff. And I just want to be on the side that our teams are on right now.
Yeah.
To be on our side.
I think because I've fallen victim to this. Like, oh, the Dolphins have such a bright future. I think they have such a bright possible future.
Yes. And
like, I think they have one of the I'm not gonna say the highest ceiling, but they have like one of the highest ceilings. But like, there's a lot of like, you know, they're gonna have, you know, they have several picks. They have some young guys. Like, that means all those young guys, almost all those young guys, have to hit.
Yeah.
Which is
tough. For sure. Okay. So Eli, are you going over under 5.5 for Chase?
I think I'm gonna go under.
Yeah. I think that's what I did. If I had to bet money on that, I'd go under.
Yeah.
Waddle, 10.5. Smith is also 11.5. We can talk about these guys in the same little bit.
What is Waddle?
Waddle is 10, 10th overall, 10.5. Over under. Devonta Smith is 11th.
What are the Giants at?
Giants are 11, Eagles are 12. I think I'm going under for Waddle.
Under?
I'm going under on both.
I am tempted to do under on both because I think one of them for sure goes under.
I think Waddle goes below 10, and I think Smith goes 11. So that's why I'm going
under. Okay, that makes sense.
Who's sticking 11?
Giants.
Okay.
Do you hear? I don't know. We talked about this earlier. The rumor
Cowboys.
Is that the Giants are.
Cowboys are your wide receiver?
No, I think
but
someone 7, 8, or 9
will
go Waddle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see the Lions going Waddle. It's probably who I'd say.
I can see the Dolphins going Waddle as well.
Or Dolphins, yeah.
If it goes
Chase
Pitts, Chase, yeah.
I honestly think there's a. I mean, this isn't like a hot take. It's been out there before. But I think if the Bengals take Penei Sewell, I think there's a chance that Chase isn't the first wide receiver off the board.
Interesting. Yeah,
because of just, like, I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. I think they just, I mean, there's, who was the first wide receiver? Like, wasn't Henry Ruggs the
first
wide receiver?
Yeah,
I think there's some teams that are like, ooh, I like this guy. He's got this little character trait.
I think it was
like,
a rooting forward.
Yeah.
They also, it goes kind of to the same thing that we were talking about earlier. Maybe the Dolphins hadn't been paying as much attention to Chase because they didn't think they were going to get the chance to pick him, so they've been really... I think there is something to that where teams walk in on their guy. They have that pick locked in before the draft starts.
Yeah.
And if that guy's there, they take him no matter what. It doesn't matter if someone slips.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is entirely possible.
The Seahawks do every year.
1,000,000% of the Seahawks do every year. And that's why we trade back so often is because when we shoot for the stars, that guy gets taken.
Like, I bet they didn't even scout Patrick Queen.
No.
Like, oh, he's not going to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Picks well, 5.5.
Under. I think it's 5.
I'd go over.
I'd go over. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, whatever you're betting on Chase, you bet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
awesome.
Yeah.
I go high.
Man, how funny would that be? They go 4 and 5.
Well.
Okay, here's an interesting one. Total quarterbacks in the first round. Over under is 5.5. The under is -650. So you have to bet $650 to win 100.
Yeah.
The over is plus 430.
I'd smash over.
I think I'd be over too.
Who's the six?
So it's 5.5.
I think the six could be any of them.
I think it could be any of the three. Mond, Mills, or Trask. And I think if one team likes one of them, they pick one top.
I remember last year this prop was 3.5 because everyone was like Jordan Love was kind of that borderline guy. I guess Jordan Love's more of a borderline guy than I think any of the quarterbacks out this year, but
I'm just trying to think of what team is not super desperate enough to trade up, but desperate enough to take him at the back end of the first.
I can see Tampa Bay taking one.
I
think they're saying screw it because
apparently they're taking Fields, according to
100%. But what do they need? I don't think Tampa Bay is really eyeing anything at the bottom of the first round right now. They literally signed 25 of the top snap counts they had last year. So the Tampa Bay is their situation is unreal. They are literally drafting for depth. They literally don't need any of these rookies to do anything this year. It's unreal the situation they're in. I could definitely see them.
Listen,
if they like a guy, take one at 32.
This is totally unrelated, so we can get back to it. If the Broncos take quarterback tonight, there's a strong perception that Drew Lock will be on the trading block starting Friday. One potential destination is Minnesota. Team that could use an affordable cup with upside.
Upside?
Upside.
What upside?
Well, you can't go down.
You can't get worse than how Drew Lock performed. So back to, I've heard a lot, and this goes totally out the window if the Saints trade up, but I've heard the Saints linked with Kyle Trask, because that's apparently a very popular pairing. I don't know if they take him back into the first, though. But, like, okay, this is a hypothetical for if you're thinking a sixth quarterback gets taken. What if Chicago or the football team trades back to, like, 26? I don't know who's picking there, but a team moves. Maybe a team that wants one of those running backs or wide receiver trades up and grabs, let's say, like, ETN goes, and a team really likes Najee, they trade up, and the team trades back, and then they go.
Yeah.
And the Bears are like,
yeah,
sure, we'll take Davis Mills. Like,
or I could see the other way around. I could see if Mac Jones starts to slip, that, man, some of these teams are like, hey, he keeps coming back. Like, I think that hurts the chances of one of those guys reaching the back of the first, because then it seems like, oh, we can get Mac Jones in the team.
Definitely.
If he is dropping, you know?
Man, that'd be crazy if – I hope – there's all – I don't hope. That sounds bad. There's always going to be one guy that slips, and it's going to be interesting to me to see who that guy is.
Mac Jones will be the farthest one.
Yeah, for sure. It's just be like
in terms of like.
But Mac Jones goes three as far as further.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Fields will go way higher, and I won't fall as far as Mac.
But
Jones
what if? So what if it goes? What if it goes Jones Fields?
It feels
like somebody, and then somebody trades up for Lance. Then it's someone like Pitts, Chase, or Sewell falls farther than we think. And that's
true.
Crazy
because
those guys are considered way more higher on teams' big boards.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where it gets interesting to me, is that no matter what, somebody's going to fall, because like I was saying kind of earlier with this draft, there seems like there's an elite chunk of players, and there's just not going to be enough picks for them to go in.
Right.
Like, someone's going to fall that we don't expect. And I totally agree. I think Mac Jones has the farthest range of outcomes.
Or the floor.
For sure.
Michael Parsons is an interesting one to me.
Think
he's been all over the place.
Every once in a while, I see him pop back in at like 7 in a mock draft. I'm like, hey, whoa, he's back up there.
I saw him 14 in the Raiders. Or
17
in the Raiders.
I saw it was 2, yeah.
So he's an interesting one.
Okay. Running backs in the first round. I heard a hot take today. Somebody, I think it's Andy on the Fantasy Footballers, thinks 3 running backs go in the first round.
Who's his third?
Apparently, it's consensus. It's ETN, Harrison,
Williams
from Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks the order is ETN, Williams, Harris.
Ooh.
And hot take, I really like Williams out of Carolina. Like, really, really like Williams.
Najee has a lot of carries under his belt already. That's the thing that scares me.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of people that are scared to take him in the first round.
Got a lot of carries under his belt.
And he's 23?
Yeah.
Sheesh, man. 23 as a rookie is tough.
At a running back. He's interesting. A lot of carries under the belt, but he is a physical specimen. The dude is just, his workout routines are unreal.
So over under 1.5, what would you do? I think I'd take the over.
Over.
Yeah. I feel like if one of them goes, at least.
I think it's either 2 or 0.
It's hard. It's weird to say if one goes, at least 2 go, but it's like, it's.
I think a harder over under would be 1.
Yeah.
Because they don't let you edit, like, 0 or 2, what's more likely?
Yeah.
Steelers are definitely taking 1.
I would really hope so.
They don't
need
a lot besides quarterback, but they've already set their quarterback room with an extensive making off today. So, Steelers have to be taking a running back. Bills, we've had this conversation before. I mean, do they necessarily need one? Probably not. But
they're probably considering the best available at the time. But
what other teams are you guys thinking running back with?
Jets.
Yeah.
Man, I heard Andy, the other team that he gave was the football team, which I thought was interesting.
I feel like that'd have to be Najee.
Which was weird, but because he said, forgot about this, Gibson was hurt at the end of last year, and they don't have J.D. McKissick anymore.
Oh,
that was his
right.
Reasoning for it.
Did not know that. That makes more sense.
You guys have Justin, Zach Wilson, and then ETN. What a boost. The athleticism.
I would be so hyped.
Oh, that offense would just be completely different.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
went from Joe Flacco and Frank Gore.
and Corey Davis on that team, too. I mean, man, the potential their offense gets.
And now, was it Chris Herndon's name for him? Like, now he's, like, relevant?
They always say that.
Yeah. He was relevant last year. I took him in the draft, honestly.
So, really quick, Najee Harris had 36 more carries than Derrick Henry at Bama.
Oh, interesting.
Only 36.
Okay. But he's also older, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
have a year. Right. Derrick played 3 years. He left after his senior year.
What's the size comparison between Derrick Henry and Najee Harris? Derrick Henry's going to be
Derrick
taller,
Henry's 6'3", 242, and Najee is 6'2", 230. So,
okay.
12 pound, according to the saying, and 1 inch greater height.
Jay Glazer says, Aaron from Packers, he doesn't want to return. I think it's more than a contract deal. I think he's pretty strongly convicted that he doesn't want to go back to the Packers.
Also, another team that we forgot at running back, the Bills, and they apparently have told teams that they're going to take a running back.
Yeah, so that we don't know if they're going to take another one.
Yesterday, that was like, by the way.
I think they should trade back. I don't think they should take it. What was it, 29, 30?
Yeah. I just heard that there is those three are by far the top three.
Right.
At the Falcons, I guess they're another team that needs a running back. What are they going to do at running back, man? That it shocks me that everyone's like,
what happened with Gurley again? I forget what happened with Gurley.
No one's free agents.
That's, I think it's crazy that I'm not 100% bought in with Arthur Smith just without the running back. I don't know. I think...
Yeah.
We kind of are, everyone's like, oh, Arthur Smith, the offensive genius. It's like, well, yeah, but he also had Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Like, that
does
help the play action game a little bit when you have Derrick Henry in the back.
I mean, if they take Kyle Pitts, it's just not the offense you win at all.
Completely.
That would be really interesting.
That's why I 100% agree with that. And it's like, everyone's just like, oh, yeah, he just wants, like, he'd get a great weapon in Kyle Pitts. Like, we've not seen him run any sort of offense like this at all. Like, it was... complete 180.
If they take Kyle Pitts, they might have like an all-time high in just five wide. Like,
oh my gosh, that could be unbelievable.
It's gonna be like
they might not
all of our
once.
No running back. Yeah, no running back. An occasional draw with Matt Ryan.
they just have somebody else run out there at quarterback.
Yeah, like, their backup. They play.
I guess they have Mike Davis. I keep forgetting they signed.
But
you don't want him to be your. Course.
Oh, he did better than
so. Yeah, you want like a duo trio where he's the lead of that.
Not a lot of bell cows anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, this was kind of one that I discussed. We have like 2 minutes. This is just a prop that I threw out there. How many trades in the top 10 picks?
2.
Is there an over under?
No, I just kind of set 1. Like, where I just was kind of like, what do we think?
I'll take 0.
0.
Yeah.
I like it.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, it's certainly possible if Atlanta picks Pitts and if Fields doesn't fall. Like, how quick are teams going to be to trade up?
Oh, my gosh. The more we talk about all these possibilities.
If I had to put money, 1. And I think it's because I think Trey Lance was 3, and I think someone trades to get Justin.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of other situations that could happen. Yeah, a lot of other trades possibilities that could happen.
Who do you have trade now? If you said 2.
I think the Lions could definitely trade out.
I like the Lions number 1. I think they're number 1.
Yeah, and for some reason, I really like the Chargers trading up. That's why I think if Sewell falls, because I don't know what the Chargers have to lose. Like, what do they have to lose in draft capital?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Chargers really cost of competing.
But now, yeah.
Right. Exactly. So it's like they trade up 6 spots to grab Sewell, who could be a franchise left tackle. So you get your left tackle and you give up. They could pay up for that. They could give a 3rd and a future 2nd, which is probably way more than they need to. And that doesn't do anything for the franchise. And now they have they would go from one of the worst offensive lines to a top-tier offensive line.
With Corey Lindsey. Yeah.
With Corey Lindsey and Sewell, and now they get their defense healthy. Like,
and I think it was Rapoport tweeted today that 2022 picks are gold right now.
Mm-hmm. Or what if, don't sleep on the Chargers not taking a wide receiver. That's what I also think. We have 16 seconds, man. That was a really quick live show.
Mike Jones injury prone.
See you guys later tonight. We'll be back in...
What time we start now? Like 5:30?
Yeah, 3.5 hours. Kyle, have a great episode. I don't think you can hear us. Maybe you can. Have a great episode, buddy. Draft day. Get it.